Alan, do you ever fantasize when we're making love?
Well, occasionally I pretend that I'm better looking. What about you?
Sometimes I imagine we're in the middle of a big department store.
Having sex?
No, shopping. Why would I fantasize about having sex while I'm having sex? Do you think about ham and cheese when you're eating a sandwich?
Can't argue with that.
What you thinking?
Well, nothing really. I got a call from Jake's school today.
Huh. You know who called me? Jessica Marie.
Oh, who's that?
A friend of mine.
Yeah, well, anyway, Jake's mom and I have to go to a parent-teacher conference tomorrow, and I don't really know what it's about.
Huh. Hey, do you ever pretend your toes are little people?
What?
No.
Sometimes I make believe they're different families playing Family Feud. All right, let's meet our champions. He goes to market, she stays home. Please welcome the Piggy Family. Hi, everybody.
You're going down, Piggy Family. You're going down.
Hey. Hey.
How's it going?
Forget it, Alan. I only do the apres-ski sex chat with people I've just had sex with.
Oh, she's playing Family Feud with her toes.
I don't care if she's playing banjo with her nipples.
But I need to communicate after lovemaking. I need to share.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you started boinking a girl with the IQ of Tickle Me Elmo.
Fine. Hey, Berta. How's it going?
Back off, Zippy. You want pillow talk, you gotta spoon me first.
I suppose I could talk about his grades again, but I think we all agree that ship has pretty much sailed.
So, why did you want to see us?
Well, I'm concerned that even outside of the classroom, Jake has no interest in anything that goes on around here.
Now, hang on. He speaks very highly of your hot lunch program.
Well, I was talking more about hobbies or extracurricular activities.
Well, I don't know about his father, but I've tried to share some of my interests with him.
Unfortunately, he's a little young to drink in the dark and bitch about men. You know, I was kind of lacking in focus when I was his age, too, until I got bit by the old theater bug.
Too bad you didn't get bit by the old rabid squirrel.
You know, I'm organizing a drama club. Would that be something that Jake would have any interest in, or do you think he gets enough drama at home?
All the world's a stage.
And we are merely players.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Did you say what I'm in trouble for?
Nope.
Boy, it's not knowing that drives you crazy.
Yeah, like a pregnancy test.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Yes! In your face, Opie!
This game stinks!
No, you stink at it.
But that was my lunch money.
Oh, your lunch money? When did you tell me?
Boo, freaking who? Pack a sandwich.
Okay, Jake, well, we talked to Miss Sheffield.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I'm... I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Well, we thought it would be a good idea if you got involved in some extracurricular activities.
Oh, okay.
Great, great. We'll talk about it at home.
Do you even know what an extracurricular activity is?
Who cares? I'm off the hook.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I have information vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England, and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical.
What do you think?
What was this all about?
It's choreography.
It's gay.
Okay, okay, you know, forget about the movements. Just try singing the song.
No.
Why not?
Because it's gay.
Don't encourage him.
Don't make him sing Gilbert and Sullivan.
What? He needs something to audition for the school musical. You teach him a song.
Why don't you let him choose?
Oh, Jake, I want you to tell your uncle what you wanted to sing.
It's called Whoop That Stanky Ho.
All right. There's got to be some middle ground here. You like classic rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, pick a band.
How about Queen?
Oh, good. I was afraid he was going to pick something gay.
Too, huh?
You sure you played all the right notes?
Yes, I'm sure.
Well, it doesn't sound anything like Queen's version.
No, it doesn't.
Why don't you work on it? We'll try again tomorrow.
Yeah, why don't I do that? Kid's a double threat. Tone deaf and arrogant.
Hey.
Where have you been? Candy called looking for you.
Oh, I had to work late.
Oh.
Yeah, one of my regular patients had a crisis. His name is Roger. He had a couple of vertebrae pinching a nerve.
Too bad.
Yeah, nice guy. You'd like him. He restores old cars. Well, it's actually more of a hobby than a job. He works at Staples. His name is Roger.
Alan?
Yeah?
Why are you lying to me?
I don't know. I really suck at it.
You do indeed.
Well, don't you care where I was?
Why would I start now?
Oh, come on, I really need to get this off my chest.
All right, go ahead.
I was with another woman.
Okay, see, that's a good lie.
No, I really was with another woman.
Seriously? You're already doing a hot 22-year-old and you're cheating on her?
Yes.
I am so proud of you.
What?
Who's the dog? My brother's the dog. Ow! 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 Come on, dog. Howl with me. Ow! 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 Ow!
No, stop howling and let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. You're sleeping with two women at the same time. You're a big old dog.
Ow! No, I haven't been sleeping with the other woman.
Ow!
I've been seeing Jake's teacher.
Ow!
All we do is talk.
Oh.
I don't know how to explain it. We have so much in common. I mean, she's divorced. She has a kid Jake's age. She reads. She likes the theater.
Yeah. But you're not sleeping with her?
Why would I sleep with her when I've got candy?
I don't know. Because you can.
It's not that kind of a relationship. It's intellectual.
So, take her to a museum, enjoy the exhibits, and do her in the restroom.
You're missing the point.
No, you're missing the point. If you're not getting laid, it's not cheating.
Then why do I feel so guilty?
Well, that's easy. Because you're an idiot.
I guess I just always thought that one woman was supposed to fulfill all my needs.
Oh, that's an old wives' tale. Started to protect the interest of, you guessed it, old wives.
So you're saying the whole concept of monogamy is a fraud? The institution of marriage is a sham?
No, no, no. I'm just saying, bang the teacher. Why does he make everything so complicated?
Here we go. Blunderbuss.
Oh, oh, very elegant use of my under.
Thank you.
Oh, boy, I have more vowels than a Honolulu phone book.
You're so clever, Alan.
Thank you. You am smart, too.
Hey, Alan, can I talk to you for a sec?
Sure. Excuse me.
Hurry back.
You tell me.
Nothing. We're just playing Scrabble. And you know what? I've decided you're right. There's absolutely nothing to feel guilty about.
Good to know, because Candy's here.
Oh, okay. It's not a problem. Here's what we do.
We?
Come on, work with me! You go cover for me with Candy, and I'll get Francine the hell out of here.
But I thought there was nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah, you know that, and I know that. Now go lie to Candy about it.
Fine, I'll tell her you went to Staples to see Roger.
Who? Why don't we go take a walk on the beach?
What about the game?
Screw the game, I can see you win. Well played.
All right. It is a beautiful night.
Yeah, let's go enjoy it on the beach. Come on, chop, chop.
Candy?
What?
Alan must have slipped out.
You're lying to me, Charlie.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Don't you want to know where he is?
Where who is?
Alan.
Sure, why not?
All right. The truth is, Alan is out trying to find the perfect gift for you.
Really?
Yes. He wants to surprise you with something extremely expensive.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, let's see. It's something that's a girl's best friend and looks good wrapped around their neck.
I'm getting a monkey?
No. Oh, sweet Lord. A diamond necklace.
Oh, that's nice too.
Just remember, you didn't hear it from me.
Then who'd I hear it from?
Nobody. When he gives it to you, act surprised.
Don't worry, I'll be really surprised.
Good. So will he.
Terrific.
Do you want to hear it again?
No. We don't want you to strain your voice.
Do you think I'm going to do okay at the audition?
Well, you never know how these things are going to go.
Yeah. Just hope I have a decent piano player.
I thought you weren't working with him. What's the problem?
Okay, there's a technical term we musicians use. Jake stinks.
Is there anything we can do?
We can hope Stink suddenly becomes popular. But I wouldn't count on it. Oh, by the way, you need to buy Candy a diamond necklace.
What?
You told me to cover for you. I said you were out buying her jewelry.
That's all you could think of?
Well, I could think of a lot of things, but only one made me laugh.
I can't afford to buy her jewelry.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
Must have been so expensive.
Yeah.
You do realize this entitles you to extra special bonus sex.
What is extra special bonus sex?
It's whatever you want it to be.
That sounds like fun. Go away!
Okay, I'll just play Scrabble until you're ready.
Give me a sec. Please don't tell me Francine is here.
Okay.
Wait. Francine is here.
Yeah, you want me to cover for you?
Yes.
I'm on it.
Wait! Charlie, I'm begging you. No more jewelry.
Don't worry. It's not funny twice.
Sorry, you must have gone out.
Oh, okay. Tell them I stopped by.
Francine, wait. I can't do this.
Do what?
I'm not a good liar. I know where he is. I'm just not supposed to tell you. The thing is, Alan does a lot of charity work.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right now, for instance, he's down at the nursing home giving sponge baths to old people. They don't go out a lot, so they tend to get dusty.
I had no idea.
In fact, just the other night, he was down on Skid Row teaching salsa dancing to crack addicts.
Oh, my goodness.
They have the energy, they just lack the focus. But I think what he's proudest of is his work with the kids. He takes runaways who've been forced to live on the streets and teaches them how to live in the woods. I don't really see the point, but those little urchins seem to thrive in the wild.
It's like he's a saint. You must be so proud to have him as your brother.
Well, truth be told, he does bring me a lot of joy.
Thank you for telling me this, Charlie.
You're welcome. Just promise me you won't embarrass him by bringing it up.
Oh, not a word. I just hope I can be worthy of him.
And the plot moistens.
Man. Oh, that's terrific, buddy. I am so proud of you. Yeah, sure. I'll tell him. All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Guess what? Jake just got the lead in the school musical.
The lead? What happened? Did every other kid in school get mono?
No, I think it was Francine. I think she cast Jake because of our relationship.
You mean it's gotten physical? You're sleeping his way to the top?
No, nothing happened between us, but I think she's fallen for me.
Really? What makes you think that?
Well, I had lunch with her today, and she was looking at me with, I don't know, worship in her eyes. Like I was some kind of...
saint?
Yes. How did you know?
That's how I think of you.
Very funny. Well, look, I've been doing my best not to lead her on, but I guess I just underestimated my allure.
Say that again.
What?
That last part.
You mean I underestimated my allure?
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, am I missing something?
No, not a thing.
Well, good.
You see, Alan, that's how you lie. Man.
Pretty exciting, huh? Opening night.
Well, having seen the previews, I'm betting closing night, too.
Boy, this brings back memories. Mm. Sixth grade was the happiest 2 years of my life.
It's the finger. Excuse me.
So, Candy, what's your favorite musical?
The trombone.
You brought her here.
I had to. Jake invited her.
Is that a diamond necklace? You never give me a diamond necklace.
Yeah, well, you never gave me extra special bonus sex.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Who's this?
This? Oh, this is Candy.
Hi. I'm with Alan.
Oh, are you one of those young people he takes care of?
Yep. Good old St. Alan. Just can't do enough for the kids.
Look at this diamond necklace he gave me.
He gave you a diamond necklace?
Don't get the wrong idea. It wasn't to get me to have sex.
Oh.
I was already doing everything you wanted.
I am as shocked as you are.
To dream the impossible dream. To fight the unbeatable foe. To bear with unbearable sorrow. To run and beg and not go. This is my quest. Follow that star. Hopeless, no matter how far, and the world will be better for this. That one man wouldn't be covered with scars.
What was that about?
Still strong.
Funny story.